Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We are the nation's number one talk station, Nigeria Info. Top of the morning to you, Lagos and beyond, wherever you are. Thank you for always tuning in to Nigeria Info. We're broadcasting live from our audio-visual studios here on Etimiyang Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. And we have some quality shows ahead. After the morning crossfire at 9 o'clock, Jimidisi will be here with Daily Digest. And then the Techers will take over at 10 o'clock for What's Up Lagos. You should know What's Up Lagos. It's great vibe and great energy all the way. Ireti Bakari will be on the radio on Conversations, Danfo Conversations, from 1 p.m. today. And as usual, she has some great, great show packed for you already. Before Ireti at 1, we have Don't Drop the Mic for you at 12:15, after the news at 12, with Femi Aribisala. Yes, of course, Don't Drop the Mic is a lifestyle talk show that is quite interesting. You see young people come together and share their thought on some really topical issues that affect them. It's a brilliant show. You should listen to it if you haven't tuned in before. I'm Sharif Quadri. Now let's get to the hot takes. This is a compilation of the big stories that trended in the news on Nigeria Info this week. Our weekly review of big stories of the week is now in full effect, Lagos. You can join the conversation, hashtag MCF Hot Takes right now on Instagram. We got hot takes from guests across our shows, the Morning Crossfire, Hard Facts, as well as the newsroom. Go over to our website if you haven't. That's at nigeriainfo.fm. Follow us on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Our Instagram handle is Nigeria Info FM Lagos. You can download our mobile app if you don't already have it on your device. It's right there on Google Play Store. You can search for Nigeria Info FM. We have it on the App Store as well if you are using iPhone. Stories of the week this week, still the biggest interview in the country as of last Friday, the IBB interview, talks around the nationalization of resident doctors. Strike still on right now. The resident doctors have expressed concern over the federal government's attitude to their demands. The Senate, they are not left out. They've also debunked reports that lawmakers have proposed to create 20 more states, saying that the upper chamber was grossly misrepresented. Big stories, big stories this week also include the PDP leadership crisis. Remember, ahead of 2023, some party leadership are beginning to re-strategize, and that has led to crisis within the parties, both PDP and APC. Perhaps we should be touching on the PDP leadership crisis also. Now, some exciting news to the tweets that some Twitter users in Nigeria on the show today. Federal government is beginning to reconsider lifting the ban on Twitter, and that may happen sooner than we think, according to Mr. Lai Mohammed, the Honorable Minister for Information and Culture. A bit relieving news on security. I remember the hashtag return of Chibok girl. Yeah, though there appears to be more reported cases of abduction this week anyway. But then we also had some people being released this week from their captors. Now, let's begin from Monday, the 9th of August. Monday marked the expiration of the one-week ultimatum given by the Labour Minister for the striking doctors to resume work. Today, Friday, 13th July, makes it the 13th day. The 13th day that doctors have been on strike in Nigeria. Earlier on Monday, during the 6 a.m. news broadcast, we informed you about the response by the president of the Nationalization of Resident Doctors, Dr. Ilawa Ohaisui, to comments by the Minister of Labour, Chris Ngige, on Monday, who previously on Friday had said the striking doctors can be replaced by law if they're down to. Well, the minister also, a medical doctor, you should know, said the federal government has invoked no work, no pay as contained in Section 43 of the labor law. The president of resident doctors, Dr. Oyilawa, said that the minister will be the one to resign or be sacked for putting doctors in this kind of position where they have to embark on industrial action to drive home their demand. He said the minister should be the one to consider resignation. Take a listen to the resident doctor's national president.
If he wants to throw the line of no pay, I think he needs to go and look for 16,000 residents, doctors, to occupy our place. But I also want to ask Nigerians to ask them and tell them that those that are the cause of the strike that have not done their work should either resign or be sacked from the positions they hold. The Minister of Health, the Minister of Labour, the MDCN Registrar, Sanusi, they are the ones to be held responsible for the strike we are on. And something needs to be done to them. If they can do that to them, they can implement the no-work program. We'll take it that way.
That you heard in our news on Monday morning, 6 a.m. news. On Tuesday, there was a meeting to resolve the strike. You know, people have been moving around, stakeholders especially. They've started to see, people are seeing now the effect, the very disastrous effect of the strike action and backed upon by the resident doctors. The effect is crippling the health sector and hindering the fight against COVID, no doubt about it. Now, during the meeting with members of the National Assembly, the resident doctors gave conditions. They gave some conditions that would result, that can make them suspend their indefinite strike. Again, the president of the doctors accused the Ministry of Finance, the budget office, and then the head of service of moving the payment of doctors from GIFMIS, that's a platform through which they pay doctors, to IPPIS. IPPIS is the platform where they pay civil servants generally. Take a listen to him again.
The House Officers Circular. That circular needs to be withdrawn. Why are we having these bottlenecks? Because some people are not doing their jobs. University College Hospital, UCH, employed doctors under GIFMIX. The first one was in 2019, October. As it speaks now, people under the GIFMIX platform in UCH is about 901. There's a list there. I have a list, sir. I saw the list with Nuru. The ones you are saying that we got a waiver during the pandemic was not in the pandemic.
Dr. Oyilawa Okwaesui, the national president of resident doctors, speaking there. That was on Tuesday. You heard that also on Nigeria Info. Now, during our 12 noon news, that's our second major for the day, on Thursday this time, we told you that 11 days after kicking off the strike, the resident doctors expressed concern. They too are worried over the attitude of the federal government towards acceding to their demands, saying that it shouldn't be too much for the government to implement the agreement reached with them, because there was an agreement reached in April. And the government said, in 5 weeks, we're going to give you all of these things that you have asked for. In fact, listening to the Secretary General of the Association, Dr. Isogun, take a listen to him.
We need our members to be migrated from the gifting platform, the platform that is causing this problem, causing the non-payment of salary, to be regularized. And if they do that, then we can talk to our members. We are not happy that this is happening and government is taking the whole day as if there's no crisis. There's crisis. Nigerians are suffering. The meeting was not satisfactory to us.
There you go. Meetings after meetings after meetings. In fact, the latest now is that the Labour Ministry has approached the court suing NAD, the resident doctor. They've taken them to court. That is the update on that story. Is it the way to go? Is the federal government fighting a lost battle already? Are the doctors fighting a lost cause already? Because some top government officials have said that this strike mainly affects some states who are not paying their doctors. But the doctors are saying that that's just on the one hand. On the other hand, you have moved our people from GIFMIS to IPPIS. Do the right thing. They've talked about their hazard allowance. They've talked about hospitals, public hospitals, not properly equipped. Let me get your reaction. Let me get your reaction to the doctor strike. If you've been to public health facility, any public health facility since the commencement of the strike, I would love to hear your experience as well. Tell me exactly what you saw, what you went through. If you know of anyone who've been there as well, tell the person to call into the show, 0700-993-993-993, because you are the ones that can give us direct, you know, impact assessment. Remember last week, when Mimo went to the facility at Ebutemeta, and we brought you that report, it was heartbreaking. Especially the part where a young man's leg will be amputated because it wasn't attended to in good time. So the effect is far-reaching. It's devastating. One day is enough, let alone 13 days. 0700-993-993-993. For the ladies, the number is 01465-7190. That is for the ladies only. Please, if you're a guy. No, they call that number. Because a lot of people have been calling that number today that are guys. Please, if you're a guy, don't call that number. Okay, thank you. And we've got 60 seconds to react because we have more stories to go on the show today. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Morning, Mr. Sherry.
Yes, good morning to you.
How are you today?
Very well.
What we are talking about, the doctor's issue. The doctor has no problem. The federal government can do the needful. Imagine where our president has relocated to overseas because of medical treatment. What is obtainable there? Can't they bring it home so that we too can feel free and be healed in this country? I'm ashamed of this nation. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, too, for your call. 18 minutes inside the hour. Nigeria Info. Good morning to you. Hello, good morning. You are not with us. Thank you for trying. Nigeria Info. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry. Thank God for a very long time. You've got the first time I'm getting you.
Oh, honestly, it's good to have you.
Very long time, for months.
Oh my!
Well, honestly, I really appreciate your job.
Oh,
I hardly call anyway.
Okay,
but I like to listen to you.
Thank you.
Basically, I have experienced it once before. But really, at that period, I even lost my wife.
Oh, but, wow! You lost your wife?
Yeah, it was a long time ago now. One of those very frequent strikes and all that. But to me, if you have the senators and the rest of them, being paid out of this federal allocation or whatsoever, it is very, very, very necessary to take medical practitioners as a separate entity that is necessary to have a special way you pay them. Because I see how they do. I see how they work. I experienced it. I was in the hospital for like 4 months. I was sleeping in my car. And honestly, I really, really regard those doctors. They go out of their way most of the time.
Yeah.
Help on people. So I think the reason why they shouldn't have the kind of special payment, this shouldn't be an issue at all. Very necessary. It's very necessary, honestly. So it's unfortunate anyway. But then I would advocate there should be a special platform to which their salary account should be directly responsible to what the federal government has to handle. If you have to compel the state, do that state work, you compel them to have an input into that very account that meant for doctors.
Right.
Honestly, that's
a shame. Right. Thank you. Thank you. You too, my brother. You too. I'm glad that you got through. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Yeah, Sheriff, how are you doing?
Very well.
Yeah, Jonathan. Sonny.
Welcome, Jonathan.
Coincidentally, my mom was taken to the hospital yesterday.
Okay.
It was a state hospital anyway.
Okay, state hospital.
Yes, but I was getting briefed in my office. There was a little bit of delay. I don't know. But I asked them to wait. I'm sure also tied to the doctor thing. But I eventually, I think she was eventually attended to.
Okay.
And she came back home.
Mm.
Now, the point is, of course, I will always be behind the doctors. Because in time past, from Jonathan's time, this, like I said, this agreement has been signed long time ago. Even with the university, with the polytechnic, all these agreements are still there. You know, our leaders are the issue. They're just the issue. And look at them taking snapshots from London and sending to us here, slapping us. You can imagine. I saw the picture when I woke up. I said, look at these guys. Anyway, I'm encouraging the doctor to stick to their guns. Like I said, from maybe last week, every other union should join them. I think we should bring down, we should force this country and let them have the free meet and let us get somewhere. Nothing is working. Enjoy your morning.
You too, Jonathan. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. 8:21. We're going to take one more call, then we go to break. Good morning to you.
Hello. Hello. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
This is Guest on the Line.
Welcome. Welcome.
There was a time I was a victim. I was admitted in Island Maternity, a place I spent up to 9 months a day.
Oh, wow.
Because of certain things, I don't want to go through it. But, Sheriff, let me tell you something. What I saw there, though I was taken down there on emergency, but after about 2 months or 3 months, I was able to see and do certain things. But let me tell you, there are doctors in that hospital that will go out of their ways to make sure that life was spared, life is safe. When I was taken there, there was nothing. But a doctor laid down his life just for me to be safe.
My word.
And the house of the reps or whatever they call them, they are there telling, taking some decision that has no meaning, collecting money into their pockets. And they cannot pay these people that are saving life. And here they will say they are taking decision for Nigeria. I think it's high time for all Nigeria to stand up and ask them, if doctors cannot be paid, they too, where they say they are taking that their decision that has nothing, that has not helped Nigeria too, should not be paid. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you too. Thank you for sharing your story with me. Can we squeeze in one more call before the break? I think we can. Nigeria, Info, good morning to you.
Good morning. My name is Omotosho from Ajegunle.
Can you turn off your radio, Omotosho?
Okay. You see, I've worked in an hospital before. I know what those doctors go through. A lot of them go through a lot to make sure that they survive a patient. If a doctor is to attend to like 15 people, he'll get to attend to like 30 people. I swear that he have paid the doctor. He should resign. He should resign. This country is a joke. Because most of those people have money to travel abroad for treatment. I know how many vibrant doctors that have traveled out of this country, that we're supposed to keep in this country. They have traveled out of this country to look for a better job, to look for a better life. Because the way federal government and our people is treating them is bad. Especially those people in the House of Rep and the so-called Ministry of, what is it called, that in Nigeria. You should resign. Stay in Nigeria. I read my case.
Thank you, Omotosho. Appreciate it. Let's go to break, Lagos. When we return, we have more stories, big stories that trended in the news this week here on Nigeria Info 99.3. It's Morning Crossfire Hot Takes. I'll be right back.
Is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
It is the Hot Takes on the Morning Crossfire Friday edition, where we take a look at the big stories that have trended all week long. I am Sheriff Quadri. Welcome back to the show. We're live on Facebook right now, Nigeria Info 99.3. If you're reacting to any of those stories, please put your comments there. Just say in the comment section of the live video stream that you're watching right now on Facebook. The same goes for YouTube as well, Nigeria Info 99.3. Before the break, we spoke about the doctor's strike, right? So let's move on very quickly. Now, I'm going to start with a question now. What do you think, once again, about the IBB's interview of last week, Friday? Now, that dominated discussions in the earliest part of the week. It was a discussion, as a matter of fact, on the Morning Crossfire on Monday. Then one of the guests, political analysts that featured the Morning Crossfire on Monday, Kenny Okolugbo, while reacting to that statement made by ex-military president Ibrahim Babangida, he disagreed with IBB, saying Nigeria should elect a competent leader and forgo zoning come 2023. That's what IBB said, that just get a competent person. Don't zone. Look for someone who is well-connected, who is versatile, who is in his 60s, who can move around, who knows everybody, who knows somebody in every part of the world, who can make things happen. Smart, brilliant. And he said he has his eyes on about two or three of such people. But take a listen to Kenny's reaction to that statement by IBB.
The political elites are the problem, not the people. So the political elites will first of all purge themselves of their selfish and self-centered interest and thinking of only themselves. Buhari is seen as a saint. We have not said Buhari is corrupt. But when you are the head of a government that is enmeshed in corruption, the box stops at your table. And that's what Babangida was trying to say. We accept the PDP government, there was corruption. I won't come on air to come and start trying to make it sound like there was no corruption in the PDP government.
Oh, there you go. Kenny Okolugbo was reacting to what IBP said in his interview last Friday. Also, earlier in the week, the Senate found themselves reacting to a story that they have created 20 more states. They did not see that coming at all. Oh my. Well, they debunked that report that stated that lawmakers proposed to create 20 more states, saying that the upper chamber was grossly misrepresented. According to the Senate spokesperson, Ajibola Bashiru, who made the clarification on Sunday, 8th of August, there was a misunderstanding, according to him, of the decision reached by the Senate Committee on the Review of the 1999 Constitution. In fact, let's just take a listen to his explanation. Take a listen.
First and foremost, the Senate is not making proposition for creation of any state, whether one, whether two, whether 20, or whether any number. What has happened was that there were requests for creation of states, and that the Senate is not in a position to even make that proposition until requisite provisions of Section 8 are complied.
And trust me, that Section 8 is a long, long section of the Constitution that you have to do this, do that, to your state assembly, to people in that area, to third of the House of Assembly, the national. It's so long. So the Senate can't just create states just like that out of thin air. Now, talking about creation of state, do you think we need more states? Do you think we do? Why do you... What's the reason for your decision? I mean, take a look at it, right? We are a country, a nation of 200 million. What are we doing with 36 states? That's a question someone told me. 36 states for 200 million people. Someone said that it's not just fair. How would you want to evenly distribute, spread, development? 200 million people, 36 states. Well, some have said you don't need that much states. The ones that you have, just make sure that you grant them that autonomy, true federalism, to make sure that they work effectively. Trust me, perhaps you even be thinking of, you know, pruning the 36 states downwards. That's another argument of it. But for those who have put forward the agitation for their own state based on security, boundary disputes, economic emancipation, discrimination. You know, there are some states where certain senatorial districts can never even smell. They've never been able to smell their government houses. That is happening in this country. So some people are agitating because of that. As a matter of fact, from the story we got, some of the proposed, in quotes now, proposed states were carved out of three states. How about three states? One state out of three states. Some two states. But tell me what you think about these two stories. First, the interview with Babangida last week. Your reaction to that, and then the conversation around creation of new states. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-71-90. 60 seconds. Nigeria Info. Good morning. Hello, good morning to you. We lost that call, so we're going to hang up and hang this one up as well, and then jump on another one. Nigeria Info. Good morning to you. Morning to you. Let's be brisk about this. We don't have all the time in the world. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning once again, Sherry.
Yes, please.
Yeah. First, with Babangida's submission. You see, there was one you did not report. There was a place he said what they agreed together that we cannot go back to, which is the unity of this country. But unfortunately, they now went and start destroying what they decided. That is, the solid foundation that was laid, federalism. They removed the foundation and now brought this 1978 or 1999 that is gathering everything. Then coming to these people asking for more states, that's what we are saying, that a false republic constitution gives power. Let our local government be the business center where we have technocrats, captains of industry, not all these people managing it. Come there to manage the natural resources and now pass the proceed upward for the whole country to be booming. That is how it's supposed to be.
Thank you. Thank you for your thought. Akums has been on the line for some time now. Akums, good morning to you.
My brother, good morning.
Morning to you.
I'm calling from Ojo.
Welcome.
Creation of new state is not necessary to me, but white people are agitating for it. If it hadn't been that we restructure this country and we put everything in order, that people that will not be suffering, mostly youths, that's what we're doing. There's no need of creating more states. But now,
okay,
if they don't restructure our country,
mm-hmm.
they can create a new state, because there are some part of this country that is lack of leadership, which they are looking for. Because when they create a new state, some will come out of it and get what they want.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I believe, because some other people's who the state they have and take it cheating the other people's much.
Okay.
That's what I want to say. God bless Nigeria.
Thank you, Akums. God bless you, too. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. I'm going to speak with Kufri. Kufri, good morning to you.
Morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
All right. You're doing a good job there. But just what I want to say is that we don't need more states.
Okay.
The one we have here, they are crying for money. They are crying for... They are trying to find their level to survive. Why more states? What we need in this country is to decentralize this government, and then people begin to see how they can create their own wealth and manage their own affairs. That's what we need. Thank you very much.
I hear you, Kufri. You too. Have a good one yourself. 8:45 is the time from our studios. Let's go to Facebook and take some thought from Facebook this morning. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. That's our page on Facebook. I'm coming to WhatsApp in a moment, but let me just peep into Facebook and see who is there, who is waiting for us on that platform this morning. So here we go with some comments that have come in on Facebook. This person says, IBB is very right. Nigeria just need a well-educated person. It doesn't matter where the person comes from. That's from Jude Augustine Jr. on Facebook. Let's see. Oluwatosin says, literacy is not just a knowledge of how to read and write. Unfortunately, 90% of Nigerian leaders are just not educated enough to serve, thereby killing the system on a daily basis. That's Oluwatosin on Facebook. Let me take this one as well on Facebook. Akai Feno on Facebook says, create more states and then create more problem. What you need to understand is people are no longer interested in one Nigeria again. No, just speak for yourself. Okay. Speak for yourself. Don't say people like that. You can say some people or you personally. Well, thank you for your thought. Do appreciate it. Let me go to WhatsApp right away. Let's go take some thoughts on WhatsApp. This person says, our problem is not number of states. It's all about decentralization of ministries and removing some resources from exclusive lists controlled by the government. If a state can generate enough power, which can help improve our science and technology industries, etc., and move ahead others, fine. It will help states to learn from others and try to catch up. We should go back to regional, if possible. Not more states. That's Chifudo who sent that in. Chifudo, well said. Well said. Thank you for your thought. Let's take another one here that says, Babangida, his rule was the beginning of Nigeria's wars. You didn't even use your name, but thank you. Appreciate your thought. Lara Ogunsoya on Facebook says, IBB just being biased because he's on a wheelchair. Assuming he's agile, Sheriff, he will also be contesting for presidency again. And I'm 100% sure. Lara is so sure. See, 8:47 is time, right? Let's take one more call. Then we come back to what's happening. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Yes, please.
This is Pastor Ladipo calling from Orilegu.
Tell me what you think.
Sherry, you see, creation of more states will not even stop our agitation. Rather, it will create more problems. The question is this. These states that have been created, how viable are they? Mm-hmm. Who are those that are managing the resources of those states? See, we should leave selfish and personal interests away. If everybody, including me, that is making this phone call, is doing the right thing, imagine your station. I never believed that I won that day. I was shocked when I saw the alert.
You were shocked when you saw 10,000 naira.
Seriously, I was just jumping and telling people, I said, Sherry, because I saw your name. I said, is it true? Are you sure I really want this thing? You are not sitting by us because I got just three questions. But what I'm driving at is this.
Yeah.
Your sincerity to what you are doing. So if you can translate it to every sector, the government will work. Things will work. It is not creation of more space.
Yeah.
Thank you and God bless Nigeria.
Thank you too for calling. 848 Nigeria Info. Good morning to you.
Jerry.
Ma?
Jerry doesn't know my voice. I don't need to call my name. Good morning.
Good morning,
happy
ma.
Weekend.
You too, ma.
How's your family?
We're fine.
Well, I did missed everything. 1993, June 23rd, when they canceled that election. The Nigeria would have been solidly democratic country by now. That would be a model to other African countries. He missed it. They not even when he go talk from morning to night till he take his last breath. He has missed it. He has missed the good name, even though he has very, you know, goodwill for people.
Right.
He has missed it. We could have been singing IBB, Thy Kingdom Come. He has missed it. He shouldn't come and talk anything. And I wish him happy birthday. I think he'll be 18 August 17th.
Mm-hmm.
I wish him well. I wish him well. Have a blessed weekend.
You too, Madam Ify. Thank you for calling me. Okay. 8:50 is the time right now. Mono, head back to WhatsApp. Let's take some more WhatsApp messages. 0809-597-5805. That's our WhatsApp number. Bello is Bariga. Bello says, Nigeria should make use of Babangida's message and forget his mistake so that we can move forward. Bello, thank you for your thought. Nigeria should be unbundled, not state creation. Down with the arrangement now. Alex from Iju sent that in. Alex, you're an interesting personality, right? Thank you for your thought, appreciate it. He knows what I'm talking about. This person says, I will advise that politically appointed executive ministers should no longer enter into labor agreements. The minister, permanent secretaries should do it because the permanent secretaries, the ministry's permanent secretaries, that's what you're saying, should do it because they always remain to implement even when power changes hands. You didn't leave me with your name, but that's a very, very valid point of view. Appreciate you for putting that across, okay? Let's take one more. Let's take one more from WhatsApp. This person, what is your name again? Okay. Let's see. My own is for someone. Okay, I'm not going to take that. But you know that I can't take that, right? You know what? It's 8:51, which means that we have to manage and play Just a Minute. It's very important that we play Just a Minute. By the way, Just a Minute is just Nigeria Info's way of giving back. We have some pillars here on Nigeria Info that we operate on. And giving back is very top. Very, very top. Apart from giving you the platform to express yourselves and talk. And the rest of it. You see, giving back. We don't joke with it. Just a Minute is just one of those giving back ways that we have designed. More will still come. Trust me. More will still come because we hold that very, very dearly. Our CEO is very, very passionate about giving back. So, yeah, you're going to get that. And thanks to the CEO, by the way, Serge Nujaim. Give you 10,000 naira today, or you know, give you the opportunity to win 10,000 naira. You'll play here. You play on what's it called now? What's up, Lagos? You play on Sunnyside. Hey, you know, yeah. So that's the plan, right? Okay, so let's play. Let's see who we win. So who won yesterday? No, time will go. Let me just play first. If I have time, I will announce who won yesterday.
This is an infomercial.
Aren't you tired of repeated failures? Do you think financial miracle happens without knowledge? Come and learn and master the act of trading from top professional. At Modern Skills Academy, we provide smart forex and digital asset education, opportunity to earn as you learn, portfolio management, risk management, and 6 months mentorship program. You can learn how to grow your investment by 2 to 5% daily. Visit our website at www.modernskillsacademy.com/events/ or text Forex to 0805-426-5008. 0805-426-5008. 0805-426-5008. To register for masterclass training. Date: Saturday, 14th August 2021. Time: 11 a.m. Venue: 4 to 6 Yaya Abaton Street, Ogba, Lagos. You can follow us on Facebook at Modern Skills Akade, that is Modern Skills ACADE, and on Instagram at Official Modern Skills Akade, that is Official Modern Skills ACADE. Send us a WhatsApp message on 0805-426-50. 99.3
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.